Wheel of Time, Season 2, Episode 6, Eyes Without a Face. Pickle Rick!
You guys ready to start?
That's Eyes Without Pity. Justin, you ready?
Eyes Without a Face is better.
I'm fucking ready.
00001, Eyes Without Pity in 3, 2, 1, play. Violence and alcohol use. Yes. Previously
Give it.
On. The note. Oh, and I got fucking subtitles on this time.
You want me to pretend to be in love with the Forsaken?
This could be our only chance to find out what he wants.
No, Rand. I want you to pretend to care. Oh, I remember that guy. What's his name? Matt? Is he in this show too?
Donald Finn.
Oh.
Yourself to a woman you kidnapped. What if she really exists? Do something. I can't. Where's Egwene?
The Western Shore is under attack.
The tower has ancestors to investigate.
I may need to go west to track the ship's disappearances.
Who are you?
Rhyme of the Yellow Aja. Do you have any idea what these Shonchan do to women who can channel?
Collar her. She must be tamed.
My boss, that's why you're like, I was like, we're recording today, right? You're like, oh no. I was like, God damn it. I was like, cause my boss today, she's like, do you want to do tomorrow morning or this afternoon? I was like, fuck it. I'll stay late this afternoon cause I got to record tonight and I don't want to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I was like, either way, I don't want to get up at 5:30 in the morning, but I don't have to now, but I was like, God damn it.
I know. I'm glad it worked out. Cause right after I said it, I was like, fuck. I did say Tuesday. And I was like harsh about it too. I was like, Tuesday, motherfuckers, Tuesday. And I was like, fuck, I said Tuesday. But it's actually worked out perfect for me.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Now I'm done. Now I'm done recording for the whole week.
So we're getting some Damani action. Egwene has tried to punch Rin in the stomach, but it was like a double punch for her. Double dragon.
Your first lesson.
A couple of things I meant to say last episode, but we were just bullshitting. I do want to see who Barthonis is getting married to, if it's important. I wonder if it, what if it's like one of the other Forsaken or something? Be dope.
It's gotta be.
I would hope so. It'd be kind of cool if it was. It doesn't need to be, but it would be dope if it was.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, but based on like what they're building him up for, they definitely like make a few comments about like bringing back the like getting Moraine, whatever her last name is, her house back up to its standards.
Yeah, Damadred.
Yeah, the House of Damadred.
I will say this, the actor that plays Rena will probably refer to Rena as she in this episode, but the actor themselves prefers he or they, but for the purposes of the episode, Rena is playing a she. So if we say she, that's what we're referring to.
Thank you, Justin. Not trying to be rude. We're just trying to talk about what we're seeing.
Yeah, you know, and like...
They are playing a she.
Yes, they are playing a she in the show. So if we do refer to she, we're talking about the character Rena, not necessarily the actor. I think Zelia Mendez-Jones, I believe, is how it is pronounced. The other thing, I love that we got the name drop last when we were too busy laughing at their Miami Vice linens, but they Moggy, the boys, Grendyle, we get some mention of some of the other Forsaken, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, when he's going around and like yeah.
Man, they finally got back to the original source material. Desmond, why am I looking at your boss? Do you want to ask us a few questions?
I feel like Tone Loke right now.
I know, seriously. Come on, Ace.
What's the matter? Afraid I'll make a stink?
Come on, Ace. I don't got time for this right now.
Wheel of Time splash screen.
The Ouroboros. Dude, I really want to see, and this is another thing that hopefully that they've held off to get the budget. I really want to see some other dark Shadow Spawn. Obviously, we saw that Drakkars can be done really creepily for very cheap in Beastmaster. I would be okay if that was a Drakkar. Would you, Jeremy? Something similar, but like more with the times?
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
it's not entirely too different from what I thought of when I thought Drakkar.
Me neither.
Maybe make their faces a little more batty-like-ish.
Lord knows that scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
Dude, seriously, it scared the crap out of me last week when we watched it. He's been freed from the seven spoke wheel. Watch out, watch out. Just want to rub Rand's rib muscles.
I would play them like a xylophone.
Another thing too, they do, I think, Jeremy, I think they make a mention of other monsters or something like that.
I can barely walk because I'm flexing so hard. I'm trying not to shit my pants.
I just realized there's a seven-spoke wheel behind her throne, too. Or chair or whatever.
Yes. Oh, God, it is. Dude, what? It makes sense now, doesn't it, Jeremy?
It always did, Justin.
There's two of them. That makes 14.
Now you're back to even numbers.
But I want to see some of the other Shanchan beasts. I want to see a Torakin and a Rakan and a Rockin. And I want to see a Grom and other stuff.
Yeah.
I think those are...
Is his hair actually red or are they dyeing it?
No, they dye it.
No, Yosha's he's a red-haired dude.
Is he?
Yosha's red-haired.
I don't think so.
It's a little darker red, but it's red, yeah.
Have you guys seen Gran Turismo yet?
Mm-mm.
I keep meaning to watch it. Just
I don't play racing games and I don't watch racing movies, Desmond.
Not even if Rand's in it?
Mm-mm.
You're the worst.
I only watch good movies or movies that are utter garbage. I don't watch anything in between.
Yep. I love the in-betweens. I live on them. Do you know what's awesome? You know what the best show ever is? The new real life Squid Game. So fucking good. They have Blood Pack.
Okay, I think I saw that the other day. What is that?
It's the Squid Game, except for obviously they don't actually kill you, but everyone has a blood packet in their chest. And when you get voted off, your blood packet goes off and blows up.
That's fucking great.
It's so awesome.
This episode's definitely heavy, and it starts off heavy with the Egwene stuff. I thought this episode was really, really well done. Rand's starting to get his...
Yeah, we're getting somewhere now.
Yeah.
We've only got three episodes left. We got to start doing stuff.
Yeah, Rand's getting his distrust back because he's like, oh, he's starting to figure it out. He's like, you put Loghain and Carrion.
It's pronounced Carmel.
By the sea.
Carrion by the sea.
Yes, I like it. Matt's partying. He's kicking it.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this guy. I like him.
Matt's like, this is my kind of party. You get to see the Trolloc kind of puppet. That's kind of cool. They're doing fucking beer bong shots.
I just started book four for everyone out there, and Min's at the White Tower. All kinds of shit's going on. I don't even know what's going on yet, but Min's getting run through the ringer at the White Tower.
You listen to that part, and you see her having visions of all the Aes Sedai.
Yeah.
You know, dying and get fucked up. I started it so I can listen to it with you.
Nice. Well, you'll be done in a week, and I'll still be on chapter two.
So. I was going to say, I'll finish it in a week.
It's got me going to the gym again, though.
That's good.
Starting to listen to that book.
You'll be trusting Aes Sedai right now. I am not the one who got us into this situation.
No, but you're the dumb bitch who followed us. You could have just stayed in your room.
Yeah, you could have just minded your own goddamn businesses.
Could have just been drinking toilet wine and...
If he would have been here, he would have had anybody who's
head to knock mine against.
Dude, I'm sorry, dude. This lady is in, like, out of all the Aes Sedai that we have met, this Raima, she's the best. She's also from Tyr. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't get that.
None built. You're a wisdom.
I am.
So you know the drink is a calming one. I'm hoping we can have a reasonable conversation, wisdom, about why two young women have run away from the White Tower. You can trust me.
My name is Nynaeve. I don't fucking trust anybody.
Yeah.
I don't ever calm down.
That's I don't know if you know, but it's kind of my thing.
She's a dark friend. She's the one who brought us here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, she broke the three O's.
Shit. How did she break the three O's?
She attacked them. She lied to them. She used the one power as a weapon.
She didn't create a weapon. She didn't create a weapon for one person to kill another person, though. Come on, man.
Okay, my bad.
Come on. It's simple. I'm not saying it was you. It was them.
Wow.
She said she broke every single one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wasn't sure if she actually lied, because like most Aes Sedai, they know how to snake their way around a good lie. But I forget that attacking... But they're not full-fledged Aes Sedai. You could probably attack a novice, though, couldn't you?
You're not supposed to use... No, you're not supposed to use the power as a weapon for any...
Oh, psych.
Try that again and I will flay you alive and feed you to your boy. Okay.
I forgot that her boy... Oh, whoops. I said I forgot that her boy is still alive. But that won't last long.
Wait 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and God, Kate Fleetwood is such a good actor. Look at her, how much she is emoting so much, just knowing. She knows what Lanfear's gonna do.
Yeah.
And she still is just like hoping maybe she won't. Maybe she'll not punish me or something. I don't know.
Especially when she knows Lanfear can just cut his life force off with a snap of a finger. She doesn't even have to.
Yeah.
His life force.
Yeah. And especially like in a book.
You like that?
I do.
Jeremy, you leave him alone. First of all.
Oh.
But she's so good. Like, she just, like, she knows. She knows what needs to be done. She knows what's going to happen. She doesn't want it to happen.
Oh, that's right.
And Leandra's like, oh, I'm doing you a favor. Sweetheart. I'm doing you a favor. And it's like, no, you're cruel.
So this is the son. Is this like a, well, no, force? To marry before she bled.
Right. So she, you know, had a husband. Who knows what happened to him?
Now that's acting.
Yeah.
The dead dude.
Allow me to say he is killing it.
Jeremy, you can be my LA Law episode anytime.
Jeremy's just not talking that much this episode because he just wants to be a negative little Nancy. Look at Seroth doing her best comb over attempt. I still have hair on the sides. Loser. Sing for us. I love how she tries to like demean him, like sing for us, and everybody's like, he's amazing.
I love how there are plants in this room for no fucking reason except for what Loial's about to do.
You know, like how come I don't see any.
There is no sun in that room. Like, you could not just put plants in that room and have them live at all.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do like this scene.
How come no one else has guyliner like Ingtar? He's like, I'll be a slave, but make me look like one of your pretty girls, Jack.
Make me pretty.
Draw me like one of your beautiful
So they don't actually expect this to work, right? They're just like, haha, we've heard that you guys can make things grow by singing. Why don't you do your stupid magic trick?
Yeah.
And then it works, and they're like, oh, that is kind of cool.
Very good. I knew it would happen.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Loyal is looking around like every, he's like, she just made him like show everybody his wiener. He's like, oh.
I know.
So bad. It's the shame. Oh, I had to sing in front of people. I mean, I get it. It's supposed to be that way, but it's just, he was a little too ashamed of it. He's like, He should have smiled a little bit, like, yeah, fuck you. Yeah, I grew the tree. So the fuck what? What do you think?
He should have sang louder and had that tree fucking come out and choke somebody.
Yeah, just go all Groot. Just, brr, I am Groot. I sort of like, you know, they're like, you know, they're captured.
Who's this guy with Loyal?
That's Ingtar.
Who's Ingtar? I know the name. I know I should.
I hate you so much. He's a Shinarian.
I know I should know who Ingtar is. The name.
He's like the main Shinarian.
When did he get captured? When did he get captured, though?
But you shouldn't.
Besides Uno. When Uno got spiked.
And so he's, I don't know. He just seems to have too much freedom. That's why I was thrown off by it.
Because they're like slaves, but they're able to be kind of free because the Sanshan are so powerful. They trust everything, you know?
Oh.
Wait, how is she able to do this? Oh, she's dreaming. I was like, wait, how is she able to do that? Right. That wasn't real. Yeah. That's why. The fact that she even thought of using the pitcher as a weapon, now she can't touch it. Dude, Rena, man, she's so good at just being like the fake empathy, like, I'm going to be your friend. And then, like, you know, we could do stuff together. And like, it's just like, oh, like, you really think you're being kind. And then, you know, when it comes out, like, what's really true about the Soldam and the Damani, it's pretty it's even more fucked up.
I don't think it's that. I think it's just like, this is going to fucking happen. And I'm not going to show any emotion because we're just going to, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. And as soon as I'm done training you, I'm going to have to fucking train someone else too. I think it's,
yeah, it's like Sean Chan. They're just very much like, this is the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. She just rolled her eyes.
Yeah.
It's hard, I'm sure, to have grown up thinking that you were a person only to realize that you're a Damane instead.
Ooh.
This episode is,
I forget she's not even human.
Yeah.
No.
I will say this. It's, what's her name? Madeline Madden?
Khan.
The gal who plays the queen? No, not Madeline Khan. She, you know, you talk about like the gal, what's her name? I'm drawing a blank, the one who plays Shirium. I know you know her name, Jeremy.
Who's Shirium?
No, she has a Maori name. It's very hard to say.
But she is a great actress, and so is Mira Sayal, the gal who plays Varen. But Madeline Madden, man, like, she's really good, and she really kills it. Especially this episode, you see the physical emoting that she does, and how she physically acts to show the restraint of the collar. I think she's amazing in this.
Who's Varen?
I hate you. You're just being a dick now. I see it on your face. Smartass.
Why do you keep saying Perrin? Who's Perrin?
If you keep asking dumb questions, you're going to have to go back and read the first three books again. Every time we get to a new book, you're going to have to start over and read the previous ones. That way the information sticks in your head.
Oh.
Just put headphones in while you sleep. You'll do it subconsciously. It's great.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah.
The actress who plays Shariam is Rima Tewiata.
Yeah, Rima Tewiata.
I'm sure I butchered that. Rima Tewiata.
Oh, great. Now I got to edit that out, you racist. I seriously, like, if the editor continues to do his thing through the whole series, I'm going to buy him a gift. He is going to say, because, like, by season six,
you're going to have him edit the books together so that you can just listen to them.
Well, no, because I'm going to do a rewatch before every season. And thanks to him, being able to watch the editor's rewatch is going to, Jeremy's just going, like, have fun, Dad.
Yeah.
Will you not even watch the editor's version?
No, I'll watch his version.
Fucking better.
Because that's still going to be, even the editor's version is going to be a 24-hour event by season six.
Instead, you're sleeping with fleas and drugs.
I brought Matt here like you ordered. I've done my part.
And now you want your cask gone. Just like that.
That's how it works when you make...
Why is Min so dirty? Nobody? No.
I don't know. Her face is all red, huh? She's been drinking.
Face is all...
She's been drinking with Matt. That's a problem. Trying to keep up.
You know what I saw? The vision of Matt and Brand. How did you see?
Do this last thing. And I promise you, I'll take away your cars.
And if I don't?
Here's as good a place to stop as any. I'm dying for some tea.
Temple to the Forsaken. Interesting choice.
Shelter, shelter.
So,
I still think one of her warders is a dark friend. Anybody want to weigh in on that? Oh,
yeah, I think you're...
I don't understand why you think that.
Okay, well, okay, it's just, I think, first of all, I don't trust the pretty one, because two reasons, he's fucking Randy Jeffco's husband.
Yeah.
He's going to give him something major to do and let him bow out because he has other stuff that he needs to work on. That's just the real world in me. Second of all, the thing that has to happen, Alanna has to lose one or both of her warders because she needs to be grief-stricken and she needs to do something to Rand. And I don't see how... Why the fuck would you even keep Alanna around if you weren't going to put that on her? I think it's super important. I know, Jeremy, I know what you're going to say, but I think it's the reason why they're...
It'd be really funny to go back and listen to this.
I know, but I think that's the reason why. I think it would be a good reason why they're expanding her and her warder's role, because it means a little more than when either one or both of them die, and then she does the thing.
Yeah, but Justin, one of them doesn't have to be a dark friend for one of them to die.
I just think that...
I think it's more impactful.
I think they're setting it up that way because of the way they talk about, oh, she excludes me from the bond and things of that nature. I don't know. It's just a vibe I get. Sort of like Perrin's wife. It's just something that's like...
You called that.
I think the black guy is Ivan. I think he's the good guy. I think Maxim's going to kill him. Or somehow be responsible for his death. Whether it's just not... You know, watching his back when he should, or something is going to happen. And maybe not. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
I think Justin's right, just because they're going to cause some shit in this show. Like, they just... Like, it's just like watching anything. Like, I know you've read the books, Jeremy, so you know what's going to happen. But this is a TV show.
No, I do not.
No, we don't, man.
They just need to make people bad, just to...
Create drama, for sure. What was the deal with her warders in the... They die in the... One of them dies in the Trolloc attacks in the True Rivers, Jeremy? What happens? How do... Alanna has two warders in the books?
I think it was either the Children of the Light or it was Trollocs. He was like walking across a field, and they shot him with arrows.
Oh, that's right. It was the Children of the Light that killed him.
I think it was.
You're right.
So were these guys just joke? Were they just playing slap and tickle in the tent to draw Lan out?
Yeah.
Because he basically looks over and they're basically fucking in the tent. And then the second he walks away.
Yeah.
They all show up fully dressed, ready to confront him.
Aes Sedai can do some kind of illusionary stuff too with bending of the light. That would be an not like that usually, and that could be something for the show. It's not like Harry Potter when they can like create a whole scene in front of you with like a potion. They can like make themselves appear to be much taller or make their voice boom, but they can't really like. I mean, they could put a vision in your head. Oh, this is important, actually. See Matt's eye? Matt's missing an eye there.
Oh.
Egwene is cut open in the middle. Stabbed in the guts.
Oh. Yeah.
Kinslayer. Obviously someone's missing.
Still never see Rand use the sword, though.
Damn it, you're totally right. I wonder if that's got to be by choice. What if, like, you're trying to teach Yosha and he's just terrible? He just can't get it. Like, he's just super uncoordinated. Like, he keeps just, like, hitting his own feet and stuff. And, like, we can't give this guy anything remotely sharp or he's going to cut his fucking hand off or he's going to kill somebody.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
Well, that'd be funny if, like, comes out later, like, well, we wanted to teach him sword work, but he just couldn't get it.
For the sake of our stuntmen.
We're going to have to move up that fucking blowing off of the hand. And we're going to have to keep that blowing off of the hand. And we're going to move that up early so he can just channel all the time because his sword work is.
Every time he pulls a sword, he turns his back to the camera. And it's another guy who's like 2 feet taller and has longer hair.
Just like Dolph Lundgren bigger. Just, yeah, like the dude in Beastmaster. Just huge hair.
And when he turns his head a little bit, you can see an obvious beard.
Oh, Annie Lennox Lanfear is not hot to me. I like the innkeeper Lanfear.
I like her better with her hair down, but she's just a gorgeous person.
Yeah, she's not. It's just not as. She's a little scary, I guess that's probably the idea, right?
Probably. I think they're going for scary with Lanfear. Yeah, I forget that Celine. So you got, yeah, Celine's the hair down. Lanfear is Annie Lennox.
That's how you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Egwene?
Jeremy, do you think that they intentionally made her look a little bit like Annie Lennox because she's like the master of dreams and sweet dreams are made of these.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly why.
Hey, you know what?
We can't hear you nod. I'll say we can't hear you nod. You need to speak.
I did.
It's radio, bud. It's radio.
I forget what the other guy's name is in the Eurythmics, but he looks a little Ishmaelish.
You know what? If you took Moraine. If you took Lanfear and Ishmael and put them on the front of the Eurythmics.
You're not that wrong.
Look. Put them on the front of the Eurythmics album.
Yep. Oh my God, yes.
Tell me where she is. Tell me!
I am the father of lies.
Ishmael has her.
Dave Stewart is his name. Not the pitcher for the Oakland Athletics in the 90s with the Fu Manchu. Different guy.
That's the great Dave Stewart.
Yeah, that was a great Dave Stewart. You know what's funny is he looked so tough and intimidating, and he was just like, I'm Dave Stewart.
Like Mike Tyson.
Without the lisp, though.
That's true.
Like, Mike Tyson was still kind of intimidating because of the lisp. He was like, oof.
I think Dave Stewart's the general manager of the Oakland A's.
That's awesome. I love how she's like yelling at herself. You've been tortured. You have a collar on your neck. Pull yourself together. You just learned that you could channel in the last 6 months. Like, Egwene's been through a lot. And she's just like, just grow up. Just figure it out. Like, you didn't even know that this magic existed. Now there's this collar that controls you. Oh, it's fucked up that this gal is a full system.
Thank the light.
Thank the light. We gotta thank the light right there. The woman that's chanting in the next room is a full Aes Sedai, though. We met her in season one. She's a sitter. She's a blue Aja sitter. Her name is Magden, Jeremy? Megan.
It's something Irish.
I think it's Megan.
Moira.
Moira. She's just sitting there chanting that the domain feels twice over. But she was one of the first ones captured, though. And she says something to Egwene at the end. She's like, it took them like a day to break me.
Yeah. Yeah. But why is she still in the training quarters, though? In the what do they call it? The barracks or no?
I think that's kind of where the Damani just kind of live. It's like, oh, we need to go get some Damani. And they go and see which ones are in the kennels, basically. Like, oh, we need to go on a hunt. Go grab the dogs.
Go find Bail Dorman.
He'll get you out the city. I don't know. I just still think that, like, Rima is the most gangster Aes Sedai that we've seen. I mean, partially because we actually get to see her do some shit, but we've seen some other Aes Sedai do some shit. But Rima, like, when she just kind of freaks out and, like, the way she uses the human anatomy, like, a yellow obviously knows, is going to know more about the body than a lot of Aes Sedai. Some Aes Sedai can't heal at all, or, you know, could barely heal a cut. But, you know, the yellows usually have a natural affinity for healing, and then they learn more about the body. You can see when she's like, I think that's the next episode, actually, but when she's like breaking that fucking the Damani up, when she's getting captured, you can see she's just breaking her joints. And then as she's breaking her joints, the Sul'dam are like, like breaking up too.
Yeah.
Or like, I think she's breaking the Sul'dam and then the Damani are breaking, like, they're obviously just being torn apart. It's pretty crazy.
Is her warder an ex-Shan-Chan? He's got cuts on his face like the Shan-Chan do.
Yeah, I noticed. I think those are just scars, though. Like natural scars.
Yeah, like they talk about how a lot of the warders have scars from just fighting, you know. Lan's got a bunch of scars on his back to keep that face pretty.
You a little something. Has Rand gone? I made him one too.
He's gone for the evening and I'm not hungry.
Oh, remember I made you these crappy sandwiches when I was a kid?
Don't you remember when I was a boy, you said that I made the best sandwiches? I said it was because the butter was from a very special cow.
Bam and butter sandwich.
He's just such a, yeah, my favorite. Is it cold?
Yes.
Of course. Ardmore, I'm sorry for intruding.
He's just such a little fucking spineless little weasel. Even my special sandwiches didn't make her warm up to me.
You were right. As always.
I'm glad I spit on it.
It was worth a try, though.
What was worth a try? Like, what was...
I don't know. They're just trying to...
Because they're obviously just trying to get information out of her, but they're acting like...
Yeah.
I just... Then go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't really understand this. Jeremy, I don't know. Jeremy just doesn't care. He's falling asleep. No, nothing.
What am I going to talk about?
I just mean, like, what do you think is the purpose of them trying to manipulate Moraine? Just,
I don't want to go too negative. I have no idea. I really don't. I don't know why they put this in. This whole scene. Like, or the whole thing with the sister.
Well, I...
And the nephew. It just takes up so much time for no reason. and it goes nowhere.
It has to do with who his fiance is. They're drawing it out too much. We're seeing too much.
You dig it for next year?
I think it has to do with whoever his fiance is. I think that's what...
That's the reason why I was kind of asking, like, do we think it could be maybe another Forsaken or something? Or because why else would you...
I think it's all about that baby.
Fuck.
Probably that baby.
That Forsaken baby grew up. He's marrying the grown-up Forsaken baby. God damn it.
Yes.
Desmond, it all comes back around, buddy.
I'm serious. I'm telling you.
None of what made him good, Moraine. None of it. You are mother through and through.
Slam that door.
Because I agree they're spending too much time on it, but I'm holding out hope that we're spending any time with these people because there's a thread leading us somewhere.
Yeah, there's some sort of a payoff.
You know, because this is one of those things, too, where, like, you know, whether you're in love with the books or not, if they rushed this story, there'd be just as many people on the opposite side of us going, like, who the fuck is her sister? Why do we care about... So they're giving us a little too much information so that when they turn out to be somebody, we've got the whole backstory.
I'm like, why don't we see Swan until episode 6?
Swan.
This is pretty gangster.
This is so fucking rad.
The halo of knives.
Oh. Bring it.
Lan. Leave us.
Did they kill some people? They killed some people, didn't they?
Oh, no. No. What do you mean?
Like, there was an attack going on outside of this carriage.
No.
No?
They just said, hold up. That's all.
No, I think Lan just came, just kind of like, yeah.
Okay. I could not imagine playing Go manually. Like, this game is a lot of fun, but only because I have a computer to flip all of the stones over every time I make a move. Like, if you got to manually flip all those stones every time, that game must drag on for days. It's like fucking, it's like a...
Is that what he's playing? I thought he was just the stones board.
No, it's called Go. Jeremy, you've seen Pi. You like good movies. You know all about Go.
I've seen Pi. It's been a long time. I don't really know anything about Go. I know it's more difficult than chess.
Why does he say embrace the source? First of all, that's wrong. Men don't embrace the source. They seize it. Okay, you need to grab it. Okay. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay.
You gotta grab it. Gotta hump it into submission.
Yeah, he was like, you're surrendering.
Don't pretend to double hide. If you want power, you take it.
You see, like, kind of like a rainbow prism next to Rand. There's another time you see that. I think it was when...
There's a lot of throwing up in this episode.
Oh, that's just a lens flare. That's just
No, it happens another time, and I think it's when Nynaeve is doing that real bright, bright thing.
Time for what?
To learn how to use it to be able to fight.
With that much power... You can do anything. Fight anyone.
So Rand just channeled so much that he puked?
That is the first of two pukes in this episode.
I thought that was the second one.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Gwyn already puked, didn't she?
Here's what I don't understand. So Rand leaves to save his friends, right? As of now, nothing's changed. Why would he go up to Matt? Why wouldn't he just hide?
Yeah, you're right.
Because the last time he saw Matt, he didn't know if he was going to live or die.
Yeah, Matt was so long ago at this point.
And Matt doesn't know that he's the dragon yet, either, because he left.
I think he, I think he's just so shocked to see Matt that he's just like, holy shit, Matt?
Yeah.
Nobody knows he's the dragon. Everybody thinks he's dead.
Matt doesn't even think he's dead because he left before all that.
Yeah, so it'd be even makes even less sense for him to go up to him because he wants everyone to think he's dead.
I think it's just the shock of hearing his voice.
He's just shocked. Like, look at his face. He's more shocked to see Matt.
Where's Perrin? I don't know. Because you could tell right there by his face. He didn't think about it until right then. He's like, where's Perrin? He's like, where's Egwene?
At this point, Rand isn't still totally running. Like, at this point, Rand's kind of getting brought back in a little bit, isn't he? Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, well, he's made up with Moraine, so yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's back with Moraine. She's talked about how his friends are still around. Dude, this is ballsy, too. Well, and obviously, like, Rima gets a little bit of access. Like, helping break Nynaeve's block right here.
But they do all this, and in the end, Egwene just gets out by herself.
Yeah, that's a real bummer. But maybe that's so we just have more information about these callers.
There you go. Faros whispers of chain of monsters, and we were supposed to go investigate
these claims for the White Tower. Only after arriving in Falm did we realize how grossly we had underestimated.
Because Rima came with Maegan or whatever. She was one of the sisters that came with her. Well, the blue ring is Maegan's. There's two blue rings, huh? Was there a gray? Was one of them gray?
I think one of mine green.
One was green, one was blue, and then I couldn't tell if the other one was green or blue or gray. Yeah. Diplomacy.
They're like the Jedi.
You were close. My sisters and I did not always agree, but there was no question of our loyalty. To one another and to our purpose. I only have this because my sisters paid for it with their lives.
I definitely think the IDAM are appropriate, man. They're fucked up. I think the effect of it too, when she like tries to grab it, like it's almost like a sonic pulsing in your head.
It's like my Theragun. It's all loosens up your shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit.
People pay good money for that.
Look at this. I pay good money for this. Here's my back knobber. So
what
great.
Is that for?
It's forgetting pressure points.
Get out of town. That's awesome.
You can like work it around your back and just like, oh.
Have you never seen one of those?
No.
I don't love back rubs, but I love some pressure point work. So this is just the fucking shit.
Huh. Okay. I've never seen that. Yeah. We get one of those balls. So I just lay on the ground and roll on that or the foam rollers too.
Yeah. Kind of like that. But this one's even just a little bit more precise and you can just, and you don't have to lay down or find a wall or anything.
Just dig right in there.
I know I found a good one when I feel it in my eye and my toe at the same time. Just like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the one.
That's some shit, too. I've been having, like, you know, fasciitis in, like, my just next to my heel, kind of arching my foot. I'll start rubbing it, and I can feel it up in my neck right here. And I'm like, this is dumb.
The body. It's a terrible design.
I mean, it's amazing. Terrifying at the same time. Dude, Egwene looks rough. Her eyes all...
Now you're making me hurt everywhere.
Bloody and red.
Oh, their eye? Like, how do you do that with your eye? I guess a contact?
It's gotta be a contact, right?
You just punch her once real good. Just are you method or not?
Come on, Egwene.
You hang out at Justin's shop and you have to have an eye patch on one eye.
That's right.
Oh, and light it on fucking fire.
I think out of like all of the characters, I mean, Nynaeve's right up there. Obviously, Moraine's, you know, Rosamund's great. This chick, she embodies Egwene to the fucking T. Every look, every word out of her mouth, like that little side eye that she just gave her right there. And then like how she's kind of momentarily amazed by the power. Like she's just, I feel like she's read the books because she understands the assignment of Egwene as a character.
Well, and it's easy to be Nynaeve because before every scene, they just go like, oh, I just kicked the cat. And
yeah, I was going to say, just go kick her in the shins and step on her toes. And she's like, fuck.
Now turn that seam into fire.
So now the... Why do I always forget? Not Domani. What is?
Soldam.
Soldam.
Soldam. Are they doing anything right now?
It doesn't seem like it, but they should be. She shouldn't have to tell her what to do. She should be making her just do it. And like, what if you like just come out there and you're like, who burned this tree down?
I know, totally.
Why would you burn a tree down?
I know.
We're in a desert.
No, I was training Damani. We needed that tree for lunch.
Yeah. It's my favorite tree.
That's where we eat lunch.
You see that tree? My mother planted that tree.
My mother planted that tree. Damn it, Desmond.
The little mule.
I was going to try to use your own joke against you.
The little mule.
The little mule. I could not say it fast enough.
Wilder?
The John Wilder. The John Wilder?
God, Rena is so scary, dude.
Oh. So now when Rena kicks Egwene, does it hurt twice as much?
No.
But if Egwene kicked Rena, it would hurt her.
It would hurt her, yeah. Look how sad Rena is that Egwene made her do that to her.
What Rena should have done is grab, you should have grabbed her by the hand and been like, stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. And she's hitting herself with her hand.
If Egwene goes down on Rena, do they both have an orgasm?
Wow. Twice as much. She feels it twice as much. So she's probably like, just like.
Melt.
I'm not even going to say it because Jeremy will just die squirting.
Shaking my head.
I've never seen so much water in my life. How do you swim in so much water?
This, what is it? Swimming? This is the best thing ever. Dragon Reborn. Matt, they think I'm dead. Well, Rand, you were wrong, dude.
Yeah, it's just still crazy to me when you say things like that.
I left them behind. Egwene, Perrin, Nynaeve, all of them. But they think I'm dead. I thought it would protect them. I thought everyone would be better off without me, safer.
No, we're not better off without you, Rand. I promise you that.
We're not better off without you either, man.
Matt's coming around, or Rand's coming around to the fact that he needs his friends way earlier now than in the books. As he avoids his friends for a long time trying to protect him, but obviously it's that storyline is being shortened.
Yeah, that's one of those things that definitely plays way better in a book than it does on a TV show.
Well, and Matt honestly should feel a little guiltier because he was about to talk to Egwene right before she left, and now she's in trouble, or before he left. Right here. Who else is going to be becoming an arrogant prick? Dragon Reborn. So good.
I love how it's kind of like empowering and also like, yeah, right.
Like, yeah, it's kind of empowering, but also kind of like, you're a dickhead. Yeah, dragon. Woo.
Yeah, you're the Dragon Reborn, whatever. Yeah.
What
Bing.
You got company?
Nobody jealous.
Drunk on the floor again, huh, man? Yeah, just like yesterday.
typical men.
What's her full name again? I keep hearing it in the book, and I can't fucking...
El Mendretta.
Yeah. It's funny how in the tower they separate Min and El Mendretta into two people, basically.
He's like, Min, it's 10:30 in the morning. She's like, and?
Yeah, seriously. It's not like I gotta fucking work.
Well, and the fact that she knows Rand and Matt doesn't know that she knows Rand.
I haven't told you that I'm leaving.
I saw it.
No. I've already told you I don't.
You kill him. You kill Rand.
No.
Yeah, no. With that dagger. The ruby on the golden hilt. No. In Farn, that's where he wants you to go, right?
No.
Justin, what's the guy's name in Twilight? I know you know that because you had daughters.
Which guy?
The main vampire.
Edward Cullen?
Yeah, or Edward no, what's his real name, though?
Oh, shit, he played Batman. What the fuck's his name? Pattinson. Robert Pattinson.
This Matt is a cross between Robert Pattinson and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Dead ass.
I'll never unsee that now.
Never.
I like it.
My suit and tie.
Well, and I accidentally watched, just to like pass the time, I watched a little bit of Tenet today, and I watched a little bit of this weird sci-fi movie with Justin Timberlake in it.
What's the best way to watch Tenet? Accidentally.
Is that what you watched In Time with him and him?
Oh,
and,
no, I did finish it. I watched Reptile. I watched Reptile.
Reptile. Reptile was good.
I didn't watch it close enough.
You need to watch it.
Like, that's one of those movies that I...
Is that the one with Reptiles at Benicio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I thought that I missed a bunch of it, and then I was looking it up online, and the word ambiguous showed up a lot. So I was like, okay, I kind of missed it, and it was just kind of one of those movies where they're like, eh, figure it out.
No, it's not. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
It's very obvious what happens.
All right, I want to read your essay on
okay,
who all did what, who's all responsible for what in that
1200 words by Monday.
Yeah. It's a short essay. It's more like a paragraph.
Actually, yeah, what I'd rather have is a graph. I would rather have like a this guy did this to this guy, did this to this guy, is responsible for her death. So do you not like Tenet, Jeremy?
No.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
You want to, okay, give me the flow chart of how Tenet works.
You can listen to my you can listen to my 90-minute podcast about that.
Hard pass.
Tenet was entertaining. I'm not 100% sure what, I mean, I get it mostly, but it's like, whoa, it's a mind bender for sure.
Neither does Desmond.
I don't know if I agree with that. So how many Aes Sedai are in this shot?
27.
We got Leanne, we got...
Where did they come from? 14.
We got Leanne, we got Siwang, we got Leandrin, we got another red sister, two red sisters, we got Jo...
14.
Jo Choi. What's her name?
Jeremy already said that.
What's her name? Chan Ho Park? What the fuck's her name?
Jo Chang. Not Chan Ho Park. Chan Ho Park was a great pitcher.
Yeah, that's right.
Sophie Okonedo?
That's... Secret Life of Bees. That's Swan. Siwan. So is Matt trying to ditch out? He ditches out on him again. You're a bad friend.
Him and Nynaeve should get together just so they can...
I love how Rand's like, screw it.
Alone again. Naturally.
I came into this world alone. I finna leave it the same way.
Ah!
eyes without pity. Oh, those are pitiful eyes.
Lan says, you're not going anywhere, son. Cat crosses the courtyard, bitch.
Woo.
Heron waited in the rushes. We're going to train some swords action.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, this fucking scene.
Lan's all. I'm sorry, I can't let you leave. Rand's like, what? I can't hear you.
I was like,
I'm sorry. You can't go anywhere, Rand.
Huh? It's fucking loud out here, man. There's a lot going on.
This brooding is so rough.
I said, we can't let you go anywhere.
We got horses and chickens and sweetbread crunching.
All right, we're going to really work on this. I'm sure it's going to come back later in the season. Okay, let's really work on this. Pay attention, everyone.
Gwyn's life depends on it.
Yes. There's literally no way that she could get loose on her own.
Man, I wish I had a defense, but I don't.
She is the least powerful Aes Sedai that's existed.
She's 10,000 times less powerful than Nynaeve. Nynaeve would be able to get out of it on her own.
Yeah.
If she could only channel on command like everyone else who can channel.
Nynaeve would just sneeze and the collar would blow off her.
You know, Jeremy, you're like, oh, Nynaeve does everything. Not this season. All Nynaeve does this season is fuck things up.
She doesn't do anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't need to use so much power, but I'm like super powerful.
I could barely channel, but oh shit, I just got us caught. Son of a bitch.
I'm so bummed they didn't even like, they didn't even like put this on somebody. Or do they? No, Egwene's the one that puts a collar on someone, right?
Yeah, later.
They don't put this collar. Yeah.
No, later. Yeah.
Let's see some shit. No, because I'm a.
I love like the way Nynaeve flinches, like she hit her. She was like, no, I don't want your ring.
I don't want anyone to trust me because then I have to play. I don't like to play with people.
No shit.
Dude, the gal that plays Elaine is so money though too. Sierra Coveney, I think she's so good. She's got the look, she's got the right attitude.
All right, it's now or never.
Pour the water, Egwene. Aren't you thirsty?
Shut up.
I never wanted to see someone punch someone else in the face so bad as I wanted Egwene to punch her right now. Pour the water, Egwene. Just fucking crap right in her mouth. How about I feed you your fucking teeth for Thanksgiving? Oh, she can't even get close to it like with her mouth.
Ooh.
She's like leaning forward trying to sip the water with her hands almost like behind her back. And she still can't sip it. That's hardcore. Oh, dude, this is depressing but awesome.
Oh. That's right. I forget she doesn't get freed in this episode.
No.
Oh.
I love the wink. Like, well, let's do this.
Yeah. We're going to die. Let's go out in style. So she's got yellow and gray? I guess it must be yellow and white. Shut up.
Who?
What's her name out in the courtyard channeling? She had two different colors.
Yeah, she's got yellow and gray. That was a gangster little move.
Pour the water.
What was she doing right there?
Pour the water.
Did she take a crossbow bolt and it went all the way through her shoulder?
No, I think she just pulled it out. Yeah, it was sticking out of her, and then I think she...
Nothing exists outside the cell for you, Egwene. Nothing outside this door, beyond these stones. Nothing except this pitcher and my empty cup.
She's trying to get him to kill her. Oh. Damn, that was a wicked blade.
Oh.
She's choking her out, dude. This is so fucking gangster. She just breaks her. Watch how she just breaks her. Ugh, crunch. Crunch.
Ugh.
As she's pulverizing that Soldam, the Damani is just being broken to pieces inside. I thought Egwene was going to get freed right here. I thought the thing was going to pop open. Oh, God. Look at, she just folded under a pretzel, dude.
You were not as powerful as you are, Egwene. You'd be dead. Only reason you live.
Oh. Dude, Elaine right there is gangster too. She was like, shut up.
Oh.
There was only one Damani left. They should have just killed her.
No way, dude. They have so many.
Yeah. There's no way there are more in that city.
Yeah, there is just no way, man. They have so many there. Like, they would just find you. And you're disrespecting the sacrifice that Rima and Basan just made because they knew what was going down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please, I'll write her an apology.
My bad at suckmyballs.com.
I know you hate it, you fucking dick, but you got to just talk about it in the sense of the show. Like,
I am.
Jeremy's doing just fine.
And yeah, and you know what, Jeremy? If you don't write Sierra Coveney and all of them an apology letter, I'm going to be upset with you.
How does Egwene do this? Is she...
It's a little skill called compartmentalization. Oh, you fucking bitch. Oh, want her to punch her. I want her to choke her. I want her to hurt her so bad right now. I want her to hurt her so bad. Good girl. I'll just be like, oh. Oh, dude, I ought to be so angry. This episode is just painful because of Egwene, dude. It's like, goddamn. She goes through that shit.
It is Megan. M-A-I-G-A-N. Megan.
Oh, that's right. It's her.
You lasted longer than I did, child. And I was a sitter of the blue azure.
Egwene regains her backbone so fast, though. Right there. She's like, oh, really? You were a sitter? And all right, fuck it. I can do this. Like, immediately, the Steely Reserve Two Rivers stubbornness right there.
Like now okay, that I got buddy. A little bit of that Two Rivers water, in, that's imported water from the Two Rivers. That's that homegrown
yeah.
home
shit. She's just like, this is that shit and I need to push me into. Oh, that bitch. She's 10 times stronger than I am. I'm so mad.
All right. Well, I am like, yeah, I'm excited for the next two. I forget how much these ones really are like just revving up for what's finally going to be a fucking finale of this season. So I'm super.
Just two more episodes and Jeremy can have fun again.
thank you for listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thankthelight. We have and will continue to produce Wheel of Time content for free, but if you could help us with some production costs, we would be greatly appreciative. We are asking for $3 a month, and to show our appreciation, you'll receive an exclusive podcast every month. We do not want to put any Wheel of Time content behind a paywall, so these episodes will consist of us discussing a different fantasy movie and unfairly comparing it to the Wheel of Time. To beef up the value here, I'm also adding our Time Pop, exclusive Time Pop Patreon episodes over there as well. Time Pop is another podcast I do with Scott and Ari, where we talk about time travel movies. And we have started a Patreon so that, for the same reasons, to try to help with some production costs, but also to give us a chance to talk about other fun mindfuckery movies that don't technically fall into time travel. So we're doing things like Into the Spider-Verse, Everything Everywhere All at Once. We're going to do some body swaps. We've done Idiocracy, is being frozen time travel. I don't know. Come check it out. Those are on there. Check it out if you like it. We have 100 episodes of Time Pop that you can listen to for free, so you can get more of that. So please check us out at patreon.com/thankthelight. $3 a month will get you 2 exclusive episodes every month. Can't beat that, folks. If you like the show and would like to support us for free, we just ask again that you like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsley Ailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsley Ailman. You can also send us questions and comments directly at thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. And if you're looking for other podcasts, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have Comedy Spirituality, that is one podcast, Comedy and Spirituality, that is all the answers. Time Travel Movies, like I just mentioned, at Time Pop, the Time Travel Movie Podcast. Fitness and Nutrition, 2 Fitness and Nutrition Podcasts. You can check out Truth, Not Trends, or That Fitness Couple. And Awesome Women at Be Brave with Kara and Patty. You can find those at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find free podcasts. May you always find water and shade. Peace favor your sword. My water is your water. And put your dagger in your horn box.
May you always find water and shade.
My farts are your farts.
I will be your 7-spoke wheel, Sedai.
Dez is a real bandwagon.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Come on, Jeremy. Cut it out.